Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. How about you, Eileen? How are you doing?
Good, good. All right, well, I'm so disappointed to hear that Don's not on the program anymore.
Yep, I'm sorry about that, but he's not working with us anymore.
Yeah. So help me understand. The one good thing I had with Don is he was passionate about the subject matter, the fact that how Scandinavia, made an impact on helping the Allies to win the war. And he had a strong interest in that. Do you feel the same way? Do you feel okay to kind of try to take this over?
Yeah, I don't have any issue taking this over. In fact, I'm going to be the one right now. Currently, I will be taking care of your project. So, please go ahead.
No, I'm just listening to you. So,
So
okay.
currently,
Well,
as we
I.
spoke earlier about the feedbacks and the revisions, I have shared with you the final file. According to all of your feedbacks, I have shared the final file with you on 12th of April. Have you? And you have been through that and provided your feedback as well.
Yeah, my feedback was that one chapter that I wrote is about me in Copenhagen. I just don't like that chapter, and I need to take a good look at that one. And then the other is the beginning of, I think it's chapter 4 with Randy, that I would prefer that it's kind of a see that Randy is only 16 years old during the occupation. And she had a German and this is a true story. And she had a German teacher in high school who she later sees as a Nazi soldier. But she has feelings for him, and he has feelings for her, and they end up together. And there's a little bit of a love story there that's, that, and they obviously they can't continue it. But so the beginning of that chapter, it would be good if, she's dreaming and she's dreaming and she's, has a vision where she's together with them, the day prior when he's walking down the street in the Nazi uniform, that, there's something there that, she's dreaming of her true feelings, that she really is, very much in love with him. And then she suddenly wakes up and she's like, oh no, there's no way I can have feelings for him. So if there's a way we can start that chapter with that, having a dream and then realizing, that waking up and realizing it was just a dream. But it positions her that you begin to see she's torn. She's very conflicted because she really has feelings for him. And so anyway, so those are the two things. So those are the two things that one chapter I have to look at, and then the beginning of the chapter with Randy. Then the only other thing is just so I would like us to consider the chapters that are about Solveig, that it's in first person, that it's not in third person or second person, but it's in first person. So she's the one talking. So Don said he was going to change that so that first person. So I'd like you to take a look at that and consider should we make Solveig first person? And then the other thing is just to use dialogue and more often. I feel like the early writing, and by the way, the early writing was done by another third party, and I was never happy with it. So what you're starting with is not something I think is good. I'd like to see more dialogue, more conversation. Can we get inside a person's head? Can we go inside their head and what they're thinking? And the last thing I'll say is that I think the original chapters, that the other third party wrote, they're just so long. They're just, it just goes on and on. It's they're not crisp. They're not, you know, get to the point and wow the reader and move on. They're just long. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I'm done. So that's my feedback, Steve.
So you're saying it's just the content over there with no connectivity?
Yeah, or very repetitive. You know, that we already discussed this in a prior chapter. Why are we repeating it now?
All right. So I'll share this feedback.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So I will be sharing this feedback with the team as well, so they can work it out and remove the extra part from all of the chapters. So there's nothing repetitive, and like everything is going to be. Just give me 1 minute here. Let me check. So we have completed chapter 8 so far.
Okay.
All right.
So you're up to eight.
Yeah. Currently, we have done the editing till chapter 8. So just tell me, is everything fine till chapter 8, or do we have to shorten them as well?
Why don't we move forward for now? Why don't we just move forward? Let's assume up to chapter 8, with the exception of the two things I said. One is that one chapter that I don't like, and that might even be chapter 9. I don't know.
That's chapter 9. As you have shared earlier.
Okay, so.
That's chapter 9. It's Eileen in Copenhagen, and I don't like this chapter. It has too much in it.
Yep. Okay. So you guys skip over chapter 9. Okay. So you. So the only thing between 1 and 8, the only thing between 1 and 8 that I'd like us mm-hmm. to revisit. Mm-hmm. Is the beginning of that chapter with Randy when she's mm-hmm.
That's chapter 5.
Having a dream.
Yep.
That's chapter 5, right? Okay, so that's the only thing to go back on. If you guys can be creative and think about her in a dream and then, you know, waking up so conflicted because she's admitting her real feelings. She's admitting to herself that she really has feelings for him and yet mm-hmm. she's trying to deny it. Okay, so that's the only thing. For now going forward, start at chapter 10. Start at chapter 10.
But we haven't worked on chapter 9 yet. We have done the editing till chapter 8. So what I'm going to do, I will be sharing your feedback over chapter 5 with the team so they can revamp the chapter 5 and then they will start working on chapter 9. And I will get back to you with chapter 5 and chapter 9 in the next drop.
Do you want me to redo chapter 9 first, though? That's the only thing.
If that's possible for you, so that would be great. Otherwise, I can ask the team to reduce the content and just...
Let me do chapter 9 first. Let me do it. Because it comes from me. It's in my voice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So let me do chapter 9, and I'm gonna shorten it. I'm going to work on, and then if you would start on chapter 10, is that okay?
All right, sure. So why don't we do this, like when you're working on chapter 9, we're going to update chapter 5, and I'll get back to you with chapter 5. Till then, you will be sharing the reduced content for chapter 9, and then we'll proceed further.
Okay. I can do that.
Right.
So the other thing, Steve, is that I really would like to have a weekly session with you, like I had with Don. So we meet every week, and it doesn't take long, just like this, you know. So I was doing 1:30 East Coast time on Wednesdays with Don. Does that work for you, or?
Sure, we can work that.
Okay.
On every Wednesday,
that would be great.
At 1:30 EST.
Yes, I'll keep that, because that's on my calendar now already. It's on my calendar. So, all right, so next week, I will submit to you a new chapter 9, and you guys will look at revising the beginning of chapter 5.
All right. Eileen, can we do one thing? Can we do it around 2 p.m.? If it's
Wednesdays,
possible for you.
Wednesdays I can't do 2 p.m., but
All right,
I
don't
can
worry.
do, no, no, no,
Don't
I
worry.
can do another day.
Do
How about
2
1
p.m.?
o'clock?
Can we just, do it at 2 or after 2, any day?
Oh, yeah, we could do 2 o'clock any other day. I just have a 2 o'clock Wednesday meeting that I have standard.
All right, then.
So do you want to do, like, Tuesday?
Sure, Tuesday or Thursday, any day.
All right, so let me look at my other calendar real fast just to double check if there's a preference.
Sure.
Let's see. Yeah, let's do 2 o'clock on Thursdays.
All right, perfect. Every Thursday at 2 o'clock, I'll give you a call, and we're gonna discuss this.
Beautiful, beautiful. Excellent, Steve. I look forward to working with you, and starting with seeing if you could revise the beginning of chapter 5. I'll
mm-hmm.
do chapter 9, and then we'll get on to 10.
So before our next call, I'll make sure I'll get back to you with chapter 5, with the revised chapter 5, and then we'll proceed further.
Perfect, perfect. Thank you, and I appreciate as we go forward the general comments about, tightening up the chapters, more verbal dialogue. That's kind of just of a general theme that I feel like the current writing is just a little too bland. Okay?
All right. Got it.
And if you ever want me to stop, since you're jumping in here, two more minutes. Can I give you 2 more minutes? I don't know how much you know, but Solveig is a real person. She's somebody I met in 1984 when I was traveling in Europe. She and I were on a train together, coming from Oslo down to Copenhagen, and then years later I visited her with a tape recorder and taped 5 days, basically, of sessions with her to learn about her life. And that's when I learned about how she was, during the occupation, and her friend Borger, who was a officer in the army during the occupation. So all of this is from transcripts, from tapes that I got from her. And then I just tried to piece the puzzle together of coming up with Randy is her younger sister, Einar is her brother. So I kind of put all these pieces together, and then I've sprinkled, stories that are not really true, but they are true in history.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the kind of, I'm hoping that you get excited over the reality that this is a real person based on a set of tapes, who, played a role in the war, and her family and friends who played a role in the war.
All right. So what I understand is Solveig, this story is from Solveig, which you got, and you are also adding some stories of yourself in it.
Right. What I'm trying to do is, yes. So what I'm trying to do is, a very dear friend of mine shared with me, he's going, Eileen, why were you so attracted to Solveig? Why, you met her once in 1984, and then you go back 2 years later, and then she actually came to my wedding in New York City in 1991. So what drew the two of us together? I mean, there's probably 50 plus years between us. Why were we so well connected? And I think in part it was because there's so many similarities of her life and my life at the time. At the time, I was a young single kid. I was dying to get married, but my boyfriend wouldn't marry me. And that's happened to her. Her the guy in Ireland, Sam, didn't marry her, and she was so heartbroken. And so there's a lot of similarities between us, and maybe it's the strength of, you know, females, you know, two.
Mm-hmm.
Back to what you just said, I'm trying to parallel sprinkling in pieces of my life at the time and how I've grown and how I learned through Solveig. So that is what I'm trying to do, to try to, and I don't want to insert myself in the book that much. I really don't. I don't want this book about me.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want it to show how she influenced my life and how I grew because of her. Make sense?
Yep, I totally got it.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. So, all right, Steve. Well, I look forward to working with you, and we'll talk next Thursday at 2 o'clock.
We surely gonna will. So, Eileen, and if there anything else you have, any concern, if you have anything, so you can just reach me out over the portal, and I'll get back to you.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Perfect. Thanks, Steve.
All right. It was really nice talking to you, Eileen. Take care of yourself.
I appreciate that. You got it. All right. Bye-bye.